This episode is sponsored by Preapps. They are the pre-launch mobile app marketing and discovery platform. They have 2,000 mobile apps they've worked with, and we know that it's important to have a pre-launch strategy. All the episodes prior to this, we've talked with successful app entrepreneurs who talk about an app launch strategy. Preapps can help you with that. They can submit your app onto press releases. They can produce an app demo video. Now, it's free to sign up. Just go to preapps.com. And thank you very much, Preapps, for supporting this show. This episode is sponsored by GummyCube. Big data analytics has arrived for the app stores with GummyCube's DataCube software. So go beyond the simple keyword tools that you tend to use to try and optimize your mobile app and use GummyCube's mobile data. It will improve your entire product and marketing funnel. So to learn more, just go to GummyCube. That's GummiCube, GummyCube.com. Go check out their website, and thank you very much, GummyCube, for supporting the show. This episode is sponsored by the Apppreneur Summit. Go to www.apppreneursummit.com and go check out some of the formidable speakers in the app world. If you've got an app in the App Store, you need to be at this Apppreneur Summit. It's happening on the 9th of April through to the 18th of April. And if you scroll through the website, you'll see some of the amazing guests, many of whom have actually been on this show and this series, and they're actually delivering some wonderful content that will help you with your app business. So go and become an apppreneur. Go to www.apppreneursummit.com, and thanks to Apppreneur Summit for sponsoring this show.
Hi, I'm Peggy Ann Saltz, app book author, analyst, and the founder of Mobile Groove, and you're listening to the App Guy Podcast.
The App Guy Podcast, straight from your host, Paul, the App Guy, sharing his app entrepreneur journey with you for your enjoyment. And now, Paul, the App Guy.
Welcome to another episode of the App Guy Podcast. I'm your host. It's Paul Kemp. I am thrilled today. We have caught a very busy entrepreneur, startup founder, and someone who is highly rated on Product Hunt. We've got him when he's in the midst of a flood of traffic from Product Hunt. It is going to be very exciting. Stay tuned for this episode. If you want to know what it feels like to get just a big update of traffic and new potential users, then this is going to be the episode to you. It's going to be inspirational. I want to introduce Bram Canstein, and he is a top Product Hunter. He is the creator of Startup Stash. So if you go to Product Hunt and just do a quick search for startup-stash, you'll be able to upvote him and see his product. It's a curated directory of 400 resources, but he's been in this space for a while with startups, and so has a lot to talk about. Bram, welcome to the show, the App Guy Podcast.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me.
So I know that you are in the midst of this Product Hunt that went crazy recently. What's it been like?
First of all, I want to say it's really fun, but it's also kind of exhausting. I mean, like all the notifications I'm getting is just totally crazy. I can barely handle it, but I'm hanging in there. But most of all, it's really fun. You know, I just made something by myself, my own idea of how to do this and present resources and tools for startups, and now apparently a lot of people like this. So obviously it's really fun to see this explode and think about where I can take this and what's going to happen. So most of all, it's fun, but it's exhausting.
Yeah, well, I have to say, we are into apps, and all we see sometimes are download numbers of users for our app. And it's very different when you have a startup like you're going through. You said that you've got a lot of notifications, a lot of requests, a lot of questions. Is that because it's a more actively engaged audience that you're promoting to?
Yeah, I think so. Like, obviously it's geared towards startups, but there are also startups listed on the site. So it works both ways. So I have founders emailing me saying, hey, thanks, you mentioned us on the site. And I have other founders emailing me like, hey, you got to put us in this and that category. I'm getting all kinds of stuff from different directions. But that was always the purpose, just to make it for everyone who is involved in building a startup. So that worked out well, I think.
Yeah, it does sound like it. Now remember, you're speaking with developers who publish apps onto the App Store. And I'd love to know, if you can give us some kind of guidance on what you're seeing to your website, because you're directing the traffic from Product Hunt to your website, where you have this curated directory of resources for startups and tools. And a lot of these actually can be used by startup entrepreneurs and appreneurs. But what's the traffic like? Can you give us a guide to, because I'm guessing it was fairly low, like almost zero, until you then published it onto Product Hunt.
Yeah, so the sole strategy was to only publish it on, like launch it on Product Hunt. I've been an active user for more than a year now. So I thought it would be fun to try and see what would happen if I just launched it only on Product Hunt. And I'm just diving into my Google Analytics now just to try if I can see like how many traffic Product Hunt did. But if I can make a guess, I think it's at least 10,000 uniques. And then from Product Hunt, it got picked up by Business Insider, and just I saw designtaxi.com also posting it. So my total right now is 24,000 uniques and 150,000 page views.
And is that 24 hours? Oh, this is so inspirational. And you know, we do have founders who have raised hundreds of thousands of dollars on, you know, just a few thousand downloads of an app. And to speak with you going through this enormous buzz around your product so instantaneously.
Yeah, I should have made an app, though. I'm totally not monetizing this. So,
Oh, so this is all for fun?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, well, I have three companies that helped me with some sponsorship to create the site, and those are also featured on the homepage. But that's just basically it. It's a true MVP, you know, just build something. It took a long while to get all the content, but building the actual site didn't took that long. But you know, like, it's a true MVP just to see if there's interest, and I think I validated the idea now. So monetization is maybe the next step to see if we can make it a sustainable thing.
Yeah. Did you feel like you should have maybe captured more of the traffic, you know, through an email capture form? And
yeah, so I do have an email capture form, which I'm using the SumoMe plugin. It's a WordPress site, so I'm using a plugin that shows an email pop-up after 30 or 40 seconds. So I did capture some emails yesterday. I think I started with around 690 subscribers before I launched, and now, let me see, it's 1,500. So I captured like 900 yesterday.
And what do you plan to do with that list? Because a lot of the audience do capture emails and then I'm not sure what to do with it, you know, that list. What do you plan to do with that list?
Yeah, so I really think when I had this idea, I thought, okay, let's just create like a beta lander just to get some email signups from people that could find this interesting. And then I made it onto betalist.com, which is a pretty big site that you can use to get early users and people interested in your idea. So from that feature, I got, I think, like 550 or 600 subscribers. So that gives you, you know, like a really small base that you can bounce ideas off. So I think after the Betalist feature, I send out two or three emails showing them previews of the homepage and the product pages, the category pages. And like every email, I got like 40, 50 replies of people giving me feedback, saying what they liked, what they didn't like, some suggestions for the site, etc. So I think building a broader email base is a really good way to use, like, those are, I think, the most engaged people, at least for me, because I have only a website. So these people all opted in to hear more about the development, you know. So I really like my strategy for using the database that I'm creating right now is just to bounce ideas off and ask them what they think of stuff I'd like to do or design changes. I think you can just see it as like a small community that can help you go forward. You know, that can help you with each step you take.
Yeah, I'm almost thinking, I mean, this is wonderful because you're hitting on two themes that are long running themes throughout my entire 245 episodes. And the first one is that you've found a problem to solve. And that problem is, I guess, an overload of resources and tools that we're not familiar with. And you've put that into one location, which is obviously a real need in the market. And the other one is that you've, before you've launched this, you've received very good feedback and you've been iterating from that feedback so that you know when you do launch, it's going to be something that people want. Maybe, was that really intended?
Yeah, definitely. Because, I mean, you don't need a whole lot of people to get some buzz. So after BetaList, I got like 500 or 600 signups, and then the other 100 I got were all, I think 80 of them were founders of products that I'm featuring on the site. So I emailed a lot of founders saying, hey, I'm going to put your product on this website I'm creating. Could you send me like a proper avatar and some info about the product, etc.? And can I email you when it's live? Or you can sign up here and then just drop your email and then you'll get a notification when I'm live. And a lot of them did that actually. So yesterday, like all the tweets and people sharing, there were also a lot of founders from the products that are featured on it that have been sharing. And yeah, so I just started with this initial small batch of 700 people that could help me get the word out. Those were also the first people I sent an email to before I posted it to Product Hunt.
This is a brilliant episode, but just let me take 2 minutes of your time to talk about my sponsors. First, Preapps, www.preapps.com, PREAPPS.com. Now, you'll be thrilled that you've got this resource because if you are an app developer, if you are launching an app, then the most important thing is to get feedback from real human beings using your app. And the best way of doing that is to go to Preapps. They have a user database of avid app gamers, of users of apps who want to be the first in line for all these beta tested apps. So even if you have just a minimum viable product, this MVP that we always talk about, just go and put it onto GummyCube. It's free to register. When you register, make sure you use App Guide, the drop-down menu. And when you do register, you get access to their community and you can start to get feedback, real feedback. You want to get it there because if people complain about your app, you don't want that to be in the app stores. You want to do this pre-launch. That's why it's called Preapps. So go to preapps.com and I want to thank them for sponsoring the show. This episode is sponsored by GummyCube. Now, GummyCube were recently featured in the Tech Press VentureBeat, and the article is talking about their data cube. Now, this is fascinating because app stores are notoriously closed. Think about the Apple Store, and just you get no information back from that at all. So what you tend to do is you tend to use search data and web data as your guide to the App Store. Now, that is not vital. What Data Cube does from GummyCube is that they provide some real analytics that can just help propel your app. You get this great dashboard that you can use to go in, and all the data is very nicely presented. You have a pie chart there as well showing keyword ranking breakdown, and you have some new review information coming in about your app. It's an extremely powerful dashboard. It gives you the research that you need to get the best out of the App Store. So you need to go to www.gummicube.com, check out DataCube, and thank you very much for sponsoring the show. This episode is sponsored by the Apppreneur Summit, and the host of the Apppreneur Summit has invited me alongside 30 or more of the world's leading app marketers, app entrepreneurs, to convene online from the 9th of April through to the 18th of April. You'll get access to this summit. All the recorded content will be delivered to you. Now, the host, Charlene Keating, is an apppreneur and a solopreneur and a mobile game developer and a lot of other things. And she is going to be really digging into the guests and getting the most out of them. So I highly recommend the host and the apppreneur summit that she's put together. It's an amazing collection of you know, guests, some of whom have actually appeared on this show, but the way she will be able to get the best out of the guests for you, I think will help you with your app business, or even if you just have an app idea and you want to get it off the ground, then this is for you. So I recommend going to www.apppreneursummit.com, go and sign up, and then you'll be able to get access to all the content as it comes out over that 9th to the 18th of April. And you'll be able to keep the content, I believe, for 3 days, and it's highly worthwhile. So make a note of that. Go do that now. And thank you very much to the Apppreneur Summit for sponsoring the show. So I want the listeners right now to take notes on this show, because this is a real lesson for us all. I often get developers coming to me saying, hey, I want to do a photo app sharing idea, or, you know, they just kind of think about a broad problem to solve and they just run with it. But you've gone through a very meticulous launch strategy, and it's been obviously stellar. And I have to say, I think I've figured out a monetization strategy for you.
Okay.
Which and we're all about, you know, sharing ideas on this show. And it depends on, I guess, where you ethically stand with this. But, you know, you've obviously got a lot of traffic for those, ultimately, those products that are appearing on your list and your site. I'm wondering if at some point you then monetize where they appear. So you could then say to the founders, look, I'm sorry, you're going to get knocked down unless you submit some, you know, sponsorship package to this site. And or maybe charge for appearing at the top of the lists. And I know that there's a previous episode with the founder of Orderella who does that for alcohol on his apps and charges for the top three positions on each category.
Yeah, that's also something I've been thinking about, you know. So people are asking me, like, what kind of site is this? Is it a directory? If I submit, do I get on the site, etc.? So I'm trying to explain that, like, my idea for this would be that it's kind of like a blog. So it's a curated directory, and I want to have, like, in every category, I never want to have more than 10 products, just to keep it manageable, you know. So there are a lot of sites like g2crowd.com, which have like 23,000 reviews of products, and it's just more and more and more and more. So I just want to keep it like a directory that's alive, you know. So I want to take stuff out, put new stuff in. And of course, if you look at blogs or the monetization of blogs, is obviously like editorial content or sponsored content, stuff like that. So I'm playing with that a little, just to figure out if that's something I can do. I really want to stay objective, or at least I'm the curator, so I don't want to be like guided by the sponsorships or stuff like that, or at least not have a picture painted as if I'm doing that. So
yeah, I'm going to say, you know, like, you could get these nasty emails from founders saying, hey, you know, what happened to my product? You've just taken it off. How dare you? can I give you $1,000?
So for now, it's just my opinion, you know. There's so people are asking me, how do I get on the site? And I just respond, or they ask, like, how did you do the curation? And then I just respond, yeah, it's just mine. I don't know. There's no... I read about, so that for all 400 products, I read all their websites. I wrote all the detailed pages. I read all the detailed pages. So those are all, like, all the products and resources I wanted to have on the site are those. I have a big list of 700, and I narrowed it down to 400. So for now, this is my choice. And so I'm getting also a lot of suggestions via email and stuff, but I think half of them I already have on my list. But I just didn't publish them yet because, yeah, I went with the idea of having just 10 products in each category. And, yeah, so you have to draw the line somewhere just to keep the info manageable.
You're reminding me of a chat with a previous guest who has about 120 million views to his YouTube channel. And he had the idea of list 21, can't quite remember now, but it was just a simple idea of like making sure that the list remains static at a static number, and then, you know, new things come in and out, but I think, you know, the curated side of it is obviously the big idea, and we need stuff that's curated for us. And so well, before we say goodbye, there is one thing we'd love to do. Is this is the App Guy podcast talking about apps. I'm wondering, you know, as someone who's an avid product hunter and you've upvoted, you know, hundreds of different products, what one or two apps have you come across in your journeys that you could perhaps recommend to us, a smartphone app that you think would be good for us to use?
Oh, let's see. I'm looking on my phone right now and on the, all the stuff I upvoted on Product Hunt. Let's see. There's one productivity app I really like. It's called Forest. I don't know if you heard of it.
Never.
It's called Forest. And okay, so how do I explain this? So it's actually like a focus app. So you say, you start off with an empty forest, so just one big piece of land. It's like kind of a gamification thing. And then you say, okay, I really want to focus right now for 30 minutes or 40 minutes or whatever, and then you press start. And then when you press start, you plant a seed. And then if you manage to stay off your phone, so if you manage to stay off your phone, then you see a tree grow. But if you do get on your phone and you touch anything other than this app, then the tree dies. So there's like a purpose in, you really want to build a forest by focusing on your work. So you're setting a goal for yourself and you want to build a forest. But every time you don't focus, then a tree dies. Yeah, but it's really like
this. It sounds great.
This works. And it's really well designed. It looks amazing.
So how many forests have you ever built? Have you got like a tally or a number of forests that you've actually built?
I think, no, I have like 20 trees and 5 dead ones.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay. So yeah, it's an ongoing.
It's an ugly forest. Yeah. It's an ongoing thing. But I think like if you get to a certain threshold, then the dead trees die because you're doing really, like the dead trees disappear because you're doing really well. But it's just a fun way of gamification to make you focus, you know, because like in my case, the phone is the biggest distraction I have. So that's a good one for me.
Well, and that's awesome. Absolutely.
Yeah,
awesome.
One app. Let's see. I really like the new apps by If This Then That. So they just launched 3 separate apps. I don't know if you...
Oh, really? I did know If This Then That, yeah. But I didn't realize they separated a few, three new apps.
Yeah, so they rebranded to If, and they unbundled some features. So they have 3 separate apps. One is just one button where you can add like an action to, and you can also put that in your notification center so you can access it real quick. So if you press the button, it sends a Twitter DM to your girlfriend saying, hey, I'm on my way home, or it turns on the lights or your Nest thermostat. And they also have, the other app is for your camera. So you can take pictures and then you can add an action. So upload it to my Dropbox or Google Drive, stuff like that. And they also have a new Note app. And then you can also do the same thing. So push my note to Evernote or Dropbox or Google Drive. And I really like that. I mean, so I'm using the camera app to upload it to my Dropbox.
Well, Bram, I know that I wanted to keep this episode shorter than the usual because you've got just obviously a lot going on with this 24,000-odd visits to your website. So we'll let you get back. Do you feel like there's anything else you want to touch upon before we say goodbye? Obviously, I'd love to know how best to reach out and connect with you.
I'm going to try and write a Medium post today about all the stuff that happened yesterday, but I really have to see if I have time for that. But I really want to do that. And people can follow me on Twitter at Bram K. And then you can follow all the madness I'm in right now.
Wonderful. I'll make sure I put links to your startup stash and you on Product Hunt and you on Twitter as well. Just go to episode 245 of theappguy.co and look for Bram Canstein, and you'll see all the links there. Thank you so much for sharing this wonderful part of your journey. Obviously, good luck with everything else, and let us know if there's anything we can do to help you out.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the App Guy podcast. Just remember that this show is sponsored by preapps.com. And to show your support for this show, go along to www.preapps.com. It's free to register. And if you're an app developer, you want to do that because they are the premier pre-launch mobile marketing and discovery platform. And you'll be joined by only 2,000 other apps where they have actually helped reach 60 million client downloads. So go to preapps.com, and thanks very much for supporting the App Guy podcast. This episode was brought to you by Gummy Cube. Just go to GUMMICUBE.com and go check out their App Store optimization service. And if you're using web data to optimize your app, you're doing it wrong. You need to be looking at mobile data. They have a full analytics package where you can get mobile data. It's very different from app data. People do different stuff on search compared to mobile apps. And so go to gummycube.com, check them out. Thanks very much for supporting this show. This episode is sponsored by the Apppreneur Summit. I'm going to be speaking at the Apppreneur Summit alongside 30 or more of the world's leading app marketing experts. They share their best secrets to help you in the App Store. Now, the beauty of this is it's an online summit. That means that you can join from the 9th of April through to the 18th of April for free. And it's all online, so it means that you can join from the comfort of your own home. And I highly recommend going to www.apppreneursummit. That's as you can hear it, apppreneursummit.com, and sign up for free access. And thank you very much to Apppreneur Summit for sponsoring this episode.